is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Well, how wonderful it is to meet with you today. Wherever you're at in the United States of America or around the world, you know, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst thereof. And I believe it when he said it. And I believe Jesus is with us today. And we're going to have a fantastic new message series entitled, The Party is Over. Oh, the party's over. But who is able to understand the handwriting on the wall? Sounds a little mysterious, doesn't it? Well, I'll tell you, we're going to delve into Bible prophecy. And you're going to see the future of the United States in Bible prophecy. And the future of Europe. We're going to see in the book of Zechariah about two strange women. And about the wickedness. Oh my, listen, you have got to stay with us. I don't know how long we're going to take, probably 8 or 9 weeks to cover all of this material. But I know you'll be blessed. You'll know your destiny, your future, and what's going to happen to America. I'm telling you, the party is over. But can you understand? Can you discern the handwriting on the wall? Oh, you will be if you're able to listen to these messages, and I hope you will be listening to them. Now, before we begin, we have a fantastic song. You know, this is a song I'm going to have to tell you right away. I'm going to have to get out my handkerchief because this always just moves my heart. This is really one of my favorite songs because I think everybody can remember that time when God picked up the paintbrush and began to paint anew the story of their life and their future. This is called The Artist. It's by Dottie Rambo, and I think you're going to love this song. And then we're going to begin this fabulous new series entitled The Party is Over. Here is Dottie Rambo with The Artist.
Thank you. reached for his hand and cried, "Oh, Master Creator, transform me and paint me again." So he smiled and lifted the canvas and started all over again, remolding and shaping the image. Oh, how graceful the touch of his hand. He painted a heart that was mended. He erased all the guilt and the sin and framed it with colors of crimson. I paused and he painted again. And he painted again.
Let's talk about Bible prophecy today. Let's talk about the party. I'm telling you, my friends, America has been having a party like you couldn't believe. The 1920s and all of the hoopla of the dancing and the drinking and the partying of the 1920s didn't compare, did it, with the 1990s. And now we're even extending that. Oh, yeah, the World Trade Center thing made people think a little bit about it. But, hey, all you have to do is turn on your TV sets and look in your entertainment news in all of these publications we get now, magazine racks at the stores and all the tabloids. You can see the incredible party goes on. It continues. People are drinking. Sex is incredible. Even Catholic priests, I mean, now we're finding out what I've been telling you about. You know, I don't want to say I told you so, but God inspired us to do that audio tape series, The Catholic Empire of the Queers, and we did it. And look, you know, no more than 6 months later, God began to expose these incredible pedophiles among the Catholic priests. But we've been telling you that for years here. Now, what I'm going to tell you today is some amazing things. We're going to go over the Bible. We're going to see what God has in store for America. Now, a lot of people ask me, what is Mystery Babylon? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I am going to leave some mystery in this today. There is something that God has told me not to tell you. And I'm sorry about that, but I'm going to do what God says. There is a spiritual core at the very bottom level of this Mystery Babylon system that God has warned me not to talk about right now. I don't know why exactly. For some years, I wanted to talk about it. I come to the microphone. I'm ready to talk about it. But God says, no, no, don't talk about that. And I'm sorry. I can't go any deeper. But there is, at the core, something so vile and evil that I cannot talk about. It's down in a deep, black, dark hole. You know, Paul said there's some things that are so wicked in the mystery of iniquity that he cannot even speak about them. They're unspeakable. Now, I've also been told by the Lord in my prayers that those things I can reveal at a certain time. So we're going to wait for God to allow me to reveal those things. But today, Today, I believe I can reveal about, you know, beginning today and next week, about 90% of where we're headed here. And then we'll go to that 10% core some later time when God opens the door for me. But I want to remain faithful to the Lord and keep my trap shut, as they used to say when I was a little boy. Now, I want you to turn with me, my friends, if you have your Holy Bible, I want you to turn with me to the prophetic book of Zechariah. Now, I'd love to go through the whole book of Zechariah because there's, you know, the book of Revelation talks about the four horses of the apocalypse, the four horsemen and the horses of the apocalypse. If you read Zechariah, you will find a similar analogy and revelatory story about the horses, the incredible horses that come in the last days. Another amazing thing is in chapter 5 when it talks, the prophet Zechariah lifted up his eyes and he said, "And I looked and behold a flying roll." Some say that's a UFO. Well, I don't think so, but a flying roll is to a write, you know, write on a roll and like a parchment. And they would roll up the parchment made of leather or some other material, maybe papyrus. It's like a linen-like material. And he saw a flying roll. And God told him, "This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth in the last days." Now, today, though, we're going to talk about another great image or vision of Zechariah. And I believe it has relationship both to the United States and to Europe. You see, this is the cradle of Western civilization. Western Europe and the United States. These are the areas where the great missionaries came out of, especially from Britain and America. Missionary activities throughout the world. When Jesus gave his great commission, it was stymied, it was stumped, until the Catholic Church grew so corrupt that the Protestant Reformation came. And then from the Protestant Reformation sprang incredible missionary activities throughout the world. Now some would say, but the Catholics had their Jesuit missionaries down into South America and into Asia, and I will admit that, but they brought, along with the name of Jesus, they brought another Jesus and another gospel, alien to the true faith. But we see with the King James Bible, missionaries went forth from Britain and from the United States, and great churches and great spiritual revivals in Scotland and in England and in America were recorded in the last few hundred years. And with the freedoms that America had, although some of America's founders were not Christians, were either deists or and Masons and Rosicrucians and involved in all kind of Illuminati activities, there were others such as John Quincy Adams and others who were great Christian men. And they, and I might mention, by the way, Patrick Henry, tremendous Christian patriot and man of liberty. These men of the faith brought forth in our nation and from our nation to all the world the blessings of the knowledge of Jesus Christ and the seed of Jesus. Those of the promise began to grow throughout the earth. Now listen to what I said. Read Galatians 3. You'll see what I mean about the seed of Abraham. Those of the promise began to spread throughout the world. Now, but then comes the last days. Then comes the wickedness and the corruption that sets in to America and to Europe. My friends, you go to Europe today, all you see is partying. All you see is freeways, autobahns full of big cars and little cars, and people spending money in shops and in tourist places, and huge industries and computer high-tech organizations. You will see in Europe the same thing you're seeing in America, incredible economic development and growth and prosperity. And you will see cathedral and church after church closed down. They're beautiful. Many of them are like museum pieces, artifacts of an ancient, faded, bygone day. I have visited in those tremendous cathedrals. Some took hundreds of years to build. Painted inside, spectacles, amazing in their grandeur. And on a given day, on a Sunday, they have a Catholic Mass, and in a cathedral
that could seat 2,000 people, there might be 20 show up for that Mass. In cities such as Pisa, Venezia, Florenza, Roma. In Germany, we see the same thing in both Lutheran and Catholic churches. Christianity in all of the nations of Europe is dead, dead, dead. Now in America, a land with what was called the Bible Belt, we are also seeing a growing jaded population. Now, of course, we are seeing people who go to church, but they believe in different things, in New Age things, in spiritualism, communication with the spirit world, witchcraft. The church has changed. And throughout Europe and the United States, a sense of celebration and partying and revelry and debauchery and sin and degradation and sexual slavery and whoredom and prostitution and drugs such as ecstasy and cocaine and all the others and alcohol, a sense of global partying has affected the whole earth, and it's at its core, it's based in Europe and the United States. The party has been going on now for decades, but it escalated in the 90s, and people began to wear almost nothing and to tattoo their bodies and pierce their noses, their ears, their genitalia, all parts of their body, and paint themselves up. And my friends, we have a party of an immoral and irreligious scale that cannot be even parallel in the days of Noah and in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of the French Revolution and ancient Rome and the decadence of the circuses where Christians were fed to the lions and to the wild beast. And nothing can parallel what's going on today. And the gay movement and homosexuality rampant in cities such as Houston, Texas, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Sedona, Arizona, New York City, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, on and on and on. Down in Florida, the corruption of the flesh has gotten so huge, the party of sin continues. And now we turn to Zechariah chapter 5, beginning with verse 5. And we read, "Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, Lift up now thine eyes, and see what is this that goeth forth. And I said, What is it? And he said, This is an ephah that goeth forth. He said, Moreover, this is their resemblance through all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah. And he said, This is wickedness. And he cast it into the midst of the ephah, and he cast the weight of lead upon the mouth thereof. Then lifted up mine eyes, and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings. For they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heaven. Then said I to the angel that talked with me, Whither do these bear the ephah? And he said unto me, To build it a house in the land of Shinar, and it shall be established and set there upon her own base." Now, in the brief time we have here, I would like to explain to you what God has revealed to me about these very mysterious verses in the prophetic book of Zechariah. First, we see that an angel from the Lord has come to the prophet and told him, "Lift up your eyes and see what goes forth." In other words, you look up into the skies, into the night, and there you see something strange. "And what is it?" he said. And the angel told him, "This is an ephah that goeth forth." Now, if you look in your dictionary, you will find the meaning of that word ephah, E-P-H-A-H. It means literally a container, almost like a basket, a container. But more than that, it is a container that contains something of value, something that is known as precious to mankind. Usually it will be something containing maybe a concrete or a cement container, or a metal or brass or iron or gold container. And within there will be jewels and money and precious stones. And he noticed that there was a woman that sat in the very middle, in the middle of the ephah. There was a woman, a strange woman. And there was this talent of land. And the angel said, this is wickedness. And he cast the weight of lead upon the mouth thereof. So that the lead appeared probably to close up, to become the covering of the ephah, so that nothing would spill out. Nothing would be lost until the time had come for the contents to be distributed forth. I believe that this was indeed a container of money. But more than that, this symbolizes the spread throughout the earth. Remember, it says, this is the ephah that goeth forth. And this is their resemblance through all the earth. These are the central banks of the earth, my friends. These are the money center banks. We have our Federal Reserve and all of the national and federal banks in the United States. And in every country on earth now, practically there is a central bank controlled by the national government. And all of these banks tie in together. And in Basel, Switzerland, there's their International Bank of Settlements. And of course, we have the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. And all of them have their containers like vaults. Vaults. Yes, we have vaults full of gold and currency and dollars and the euro currency in these central banks, these banking centers in major cities and small cities and towns throughout the known world. There are vaults, ephahs, full of money. But the angel said, this is wickedness. What? Is money wicked in itself? But no, perhaps, but it's the way men use the money. It's the way men love filthy lucre, filthy money. That makes it filthy. For Paul said to Timothy, it is the love of money that is at the root of all evil. Oh, friends, listen, all evil. What do you find at the root of it? Money. And here we have the ephahs, the vaults, full of money. And this is their resemblance throughout the world. And the angel from heaven sent from the Lord to the prophet said, this is wickedness. Oh. Then lifted up mine eyes, verse 9 says, and looked, and behold, there came out two women. And the wind was in their wings. Oh, my friend, they moved fast, these women. Who were they? They had wings, it says, like the wings of a stork. And, of course, a stork we have pictured in our mythologies as the one who brings the new baby. Maybe these are the populations. But of what countries do these women represent? It says they lifted up the ephah, that's the container, that's the vault full of money between the earth and the heaven. I believe that's in the satanic realm, between the earth and the heaven. You see, God cast the devil out of heaven into the earth. But is he not the prince of the power of the air? Of course he is. The angel of light. That's how he portrays himself. Sometimes he comes down to earth and he walks about like a lion seeking whom he may devour, said the Apostle Peter. These are the devilish realms between the earth and the heaven, where the prince of the power of the air and his dark angels operate. And there it was that these two women lifted up their money toward the heavens into the hellish realm. You see what is happening here. Whoever these two women represent, whatever nations or nation systems they represent, they have established this money system. And who do they hold it up to? They bring it up to, not to heaven, but they have left the earth, and it is consecrated to the devil and to his dark angels. They control the money systems of the earth, and they use these two women who lift up the ephah with the wickedness therein, and they lift it up into this realm between heaven and earth. Who are the two women? It is not a coincidence, my good friends, that Europe today sees as her symbol a great goddess known as Europa. Oh, I have seen this in European stamps put out by the European Parliament. I've seen this in many other ways, symbols, magazines, and newspapers from Europe. This depiction of this goddess known as Europa.
Please tune in to Bible Home Church next week as Pastor Mars continues his fascinating series on The Party Is Over.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.